For decades, a large creature called a Yeti has been talked about in Western popular culture. It has appeared in films, cartoons, video games, and more. The Yeti is large and hairy and walks on 2 feet. Some people claim they have seen a Yeti in the Himalayan mountains in Asia. It has a fearsome reputation. Consider a scene from the American cartoon show Scooby-Doo.
Apparently every restaurant that's ever opened here closed down immediately under suspicious circumstances.
Let me guess. Yeti-related circumstances.
You got it.
New genetic research suggests that this huge beast may, in fact, exist in the Himalayas. But it's probably just a bear. A team of scientists said this week that they had studied the DNA of 9 samples from museums and private collections. All of the samples were said to have come from the Yeti. They found that 8 of the 9 samples came from bears, Asian black bears, Himalayan brown bears, and Tibetan brown bears, to be exact. The 1 remaining sample came from a dog, the researchers found. Charlotte Linkvist studies bear genetics at the State University of New York at Buffalo. She is one of the writers of the Yeti report published recently in the scientific journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B. She said the report's findings strongly suggest that the legend of the Yeti is connected closely to bears that live in the mountainous area. Linkvist called the study the most detailed research to date of so-called Yeti specimens. While the recent study did not identify a Yeti, it did give scientists information about the area's bear populations. The brown bears living high in the Tibetan Plateau and the western Himalayan mountains appear to belong to 2 separate bear populations, researchers found. Despite living fairly close to each other, those 2 populations have been separated for thousands of years, Linkvist said. I'm John Russell.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。